The water level on Lake Ontario is now higher than it's been in more than 60 years before water levels started being regulated back in the 1950s. As wet weather continues to worsen the situation, state and national leaders are trying to do all they can to mitigate the damage. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
On Tuesday, more than 200 New York National Guard soldiers were on the ground in four of the seven counties along Lake Ontario that are currently in a state of emergency. For now, they are filling sandbags with no need to evacuate residents. Still, National Guard spokesperson Colonel Richard Goldenberg says the Guard's very involvement in the situation is unprecedented.
Certainly, there's been a number of other opportunities where heavy snows have impeded local community response, and there's been times where spring floods have been resulting in challenges for local response authorities, but this is the first time we've ever turned our eyes to Lake Ontario that I can recall.
The crisis has prompted the International Joint Commission to increase outflows from the lake to the St. Lawrence River, but the U.S. representative on the board, Keith Koraleski, says their efforts are being thwarted by the weather. He says last week was one of the wettest on record for early May.
It's going to be very difficult for the lake to go down. There's just only so much water that the St. Lawrence River can handle.
The IJC says water levels in Lake Ontario have increased by 9 inches since May 1st. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.